Welcome to Faubourg St. John. Like any New Orleans neighborhood, this area has unique character that its residents are proud of. They've got the art museum, the bayou, and their own private pocket of local restaurants and watering holes. While these attractions are no secret to the rest of the city, this neighborhood near the racetrack feels somehow more insulated. Chances are good that if you're hanging out here, you live here.
This is one of the best neighborhoods I've ever lived in.
That's Delaney, local resident and server at neighborhood bar and restaurant Lyuza's by the track.
We're kind of under the radar. We're not, you know, the Bywater is awesome. They have so many great things going on in Lower Garden District, but you don't hear a whole lot of buzz about what's going on by the fairgrounds.
Lyuza's owner, Jimmy Lemarié, knows that as soon as the last jockey leaves, it's time to prepare.
And then when the racetrack ends, we know that Jazz Fest is 30 days upon us.
With the fest come the crowds, making this unassuming retreat the hottest destination in town. Like Delaney, many capitalize on the seasonal attention.
I mean, every one of these porches is going to be a band in the yard, or they're going to be selling Jello shots and Bloody Marys off the porch, or they'll be having a garage sale in quotation marks with all kinds of art that they've made. I mean, everybody really gets into the spirit in their own way.
But some neighbors are over it.
My name is Jonas Bishop, and I live on Fortin Street. I've become everybody's best friend for 2 weeks because everyone wants to park in my driveway.
Not everyone is bitten by the Jazz Fest bug. With visitors come cars, and there's got to be someplace to put them.
The biggest problem is people saving parking places with garbage cans and cones and anything that they can commandeer from the Department of Transportation and the Sewage and Water Board.
I'm included in that because it becomes a zoo.
Here's Bobby. He lives at the corner of Mystery and Esplanade.
And it actually becomes more like water flowing through here than people.
For some residents, the prospect of losing a parking spot for 7 days out of the year poses such an inconvenience that they'll make permanent changes. August and Joan have lived on Rendon Street for 35 years.
You can't park your car. I used to come from work.
So that's why
Jazz Fest did me the same thing. Couldn't park. And I worked in a laundry. Yeah, I worked hard, real hard. And in the evening, I'd be tired.
That's why I pulled the drive day.
That's why he had to make that driveway.
While parking is the biggest sticking point for some, for others, it's a question of access.
I'm Corey, and I work at Dorio's House of Style, right across from the racetrack. During Jazz Fest time, there's a big inconvenience for my business. It's hard for my customers to park. We basically is really off for 2 weeks.
But there are those who say that the neighborhood traffic regulation is practically an art.
It's not as congested as you would think. They really know what they're doing, and they have for a long time as far as traffic flow.
The one ways turn the other way.
Certain areas are restricted. You have to be a resident to even drive in.
Parking becomes very enforced. Do not enter signs put up. See how it says Mystery and Esplanade? It says do not enter, but it's got white paper across it because it's okay to enter it now. But the day of the event, that will come off, and then people will know not to enter there, except for residents and musicians.
It works. You get 400,000 people in and out of here in 7 days, and there's absolutely no trouble.
At the end of each day, even the Jazz Fest Scrooges can get past the parking and take some pleasure in the passersby.
Just to see them coming back. And now, don't talk about when it's raining and they come back full of mud.
Oh, man, it's
true. Oh, Lord, here come the little pigs. They're full of mud. But they enjoy it.
They enjoy it. They enjoy it.
So whether you're headed to the fest or it happens to be in your own backyard, all roads lead to the fairgrounds. And if you're lucky, someone will even save you a spot. For WWNO, I'm Nina Feltman.
Stretch that like a rubber chip. strong.